Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was reading a story recently about a woman on a plane who took all her clothes off and then crapped right on the seat. And this was a big to-do. I'll tell you what the problem was. She was too hot. That's why she had to take all her clothes off and defecate. Those planes aren't climate controlled, but good news, your house is. And if you call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they'll make sure you never take off your clothes and crap right on your couch. That's a guarantee. That's their no crap couch guarantee. You call and ask for the no crap couch guarantee, and they'll say, yes, sir, / ma'am. We'll be right over. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's Nature Stone. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
This is a new show today.
Oh?
Yes.
What's this show?
Positivity.
Positivity
with Man and Bone? Positivity with Man and Bone.
I don't know about that.
We're going to work in positive vibes every single day. We're doing food every day. Let's do positivity every day.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, we got a fun celebration show today.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to all that. Also, more original music being revealed today at 4 o'clock, 1 hour from now. Another original song. And then tomorrow, you get to vote on your favorite.
Look at that.
Degenerate T-Bone coming up at 4:48. Name that hole. Tell us a story. Mm. Maybe there's a hole involved. We will grade the hole and name the hole at Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. So let me tell you about my evening last night.
All right.
Met some friends for drinks after the show.
Okay.
Had a nice time, nice conversation. Got home, put my daughter to bed. Read a little story, set the oven, put a pizza in.
Okay, I didn't know where this was going for a second.
Put on the soft clothes, settled into the couch with said pizza, which serves one.
Yes.
There's no leftovers on the pizza. And then settled in to watch some crew soccer.
Oh, look at you.
Against Monterey. Didn't start out very good. And I've heard all the stories from you about how the CONCACAF refs always seem to screw the Major League Soccer team. And it looked like it was going to happen again last night with the phantom handball.
Yeah.
However, the best thing that could ever happen to the crew on the road is fall in a hole.
That's right.
Because they'll dig their way out. They ask Cincinnati how that works out.
Yeah, right.
Right? They dig their way out of a hole. They come back. They dominate.
Dominate.
And now the crew move on to the final to face Pachuca.
Yeah, that's right. So this Monterey team, I thought was the best team left in the tournament, other than the crew, as we found out. This Monterey team played Inter-Miami with, you may have heard of him, Lionel Messi. And Lionel Messi was in the game at Monterey. They were already down. Their team, Inter-Miami, had lost to Monterey at home. So when they played Monterey in Monterey, they also got smoked. It did not go well. Messi was ineffective, couldn't do much. So when you see the crew go out there and do what they did last night, where they got a goal right before halftime, which totally changed the complexion of the game. Aiden Morris made a brilliant play on a goalkeeper's mistake, took it in, scored.
He made him pay for it, man.
Yeah. It's like that dude up in Cleveland, the lawyer. I'll make them pay. That's Aiden Morris. I'll make them pay. And then, I mean, he's just, Morris and Nagby together in the midfield are just brilliant. They stop the ball. They run that thing like a machine. It's unbelievable how good those two are. Enjoy it while it lasts, people. I'm telling you, I've been saying this on Bone and Beam United, our soccer podcast we do, and it's true. Enjoy the glory days. Like, people talk about, like, oh, back in that day, remember when those, woof, we were good back then. I'm telling you now, as a crew fan who has watched this team, gone to games since the late 90s.
That's now.
These are the glory days. You may look back 20 years from now and go, remember that 2023, 2024, that time when the Crew were just winning everything? This is unprecedented territory, not just for the Crew, for any professional team that I've rooted for in my life. I mean, I'm a Browns fan. There's never been anything like this for the Browns. Clearly, I don't mean to disparage them, but do I even have to bring up the hockey team here? No? Okay. And then as far as college teams go, we can go into the Buckeyes with football have been really, really good, but yet they seem to then get close often, and then something happens. Or 2015 was, the last time we won the title, and that was obviously big. Before that, it was 2002. This Crew team has won two MLS Cups in the last 4 years. They are now on the precipice of winning the continent, which is something that they've never done. Only one other MLS team has ever done. This is not a normal thing. No MLS team has ever gone into Monterey and done what this Crew team did last night. If anything, teams once in the entirety of this tournament has a team gone to that stadium from MLS and beaten Monterey. And it was not in a knockout round. It was in the group stage where there are other things to play for. No team has ever gone in and done that, what the Crew did last night. You are looking at one of the greatest MLS teams to ever have been formed. It's unreal.
It was a team effort last night, but we're still going to play this.
Cucho Hernandez update.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, he didn't necessarily show up on the score sheet, but what he does is the running off the ball, the way he works for things, the way he goes after it, it makes defenses, they're all worried about him. And then that opens up space for everyone else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, last night, it's tied 1-1, second half. You see the ball coming into the offensive third for the Crew. Alexander Mattan, who was almost given up on by Caleb Porter in that regime, they sent him off to Romania and said, try to figure it out, guy. I don't even know if we want you on the team. He thought he was done in Columbus. Wilfried Nancy came in and said, I see something with this dude. We can make it work. And he comes in last night as a sub in the 45th minute and assisted on both goals in the second half for the Crew. But on the first one, he makes a brilliant pass. Diego Rossi, who they brought in last summer, he finishes the goal, and it's 2-1. All that happens because Cucho's running off the ball and everybody's trying to make sure he doesn't get into a dangerous spot. They're not paying attention to the guys with the actual ball. And then you've got good players in those spots to make those plays. But I'll tell you what, Alexander Mattan outplayed Lionel Messi in Monterey. That's just a fact. That's not even debatable. He played better than Messi did in that stadium against that team. Doesn't mean he's better than Messi. I'm just saying, in that night, the Crew had the better play yesterday. What you saw, it was just unbelievable what this team did.
So now the final has been set for June 1st, 9:15, and they're playing this in Mexico.
Yes.
At Pachuca. Why do they get to play it there? And why is it not a two-legger?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you.
What I know is it's a final, so they want to have one game. And then there's a reason why Mexico gets to host it versus the MLS team, but I don't know what that reason is.
I mean, it's a pretty big advantage. We've been talking the last couple of games they've played these games in Monterey that it's hilly there.
Yeah, it's right? A little bit of, it's not much altitude, but a little
bit. It's a little bit, but now where they're going with Pachuca, that's 8,000 feet.
Yes.
I mean there's some serious altitude there. That's a home field advantage for them.
Right. So they're going to, my guess is, go very early on to get out there and get acclimated to to that altitude. This is similar to what the U.S. national team has to do when they go play Mexico, because usually they play that game at Estadio Azteca in Mexico City, which is also at 6,000 feet elevation. They get out there early. They try to get acclimated. The Crew have one of the best fitness programs in all of Major League Soccer. This has also been documented by journalists who cover this sport. So I'm not worried about it from that standpoint. It's going to be a thing they have to overcome, but I think they've got the tools to do it. I will tell you this. If you don't know anything about this and you wonder why is this such a big deal, let me put it in terms I think most people around here could understand. Ohio State football for years in the mid 2015, that era, right, with Urban. Did we all think Ohio State was pretty damn good? Yes. Do we think that they were probably as good as any of those SEC teams? Yes. Could we ever prove it to the Herb Streets and Cowherds of the world? No, because the SEC won everything, right? When they beat Alabama that year, it finally showed what we all kind of thought, which is Ohio State could play with anybody. They could go out and beat these teams. And so when they actually got Nick Saban in Alabama, even though there was another game left to play, it proved this point that Ohio State is as good as anybody in the country. Ohio State could beat these teams. That's what just happened, but with the entire continent. Okay. The Crew had been viewed and MLS has been viewed as, yeah, they're good, but when they go to Mexico, they just can't beat those teams. They have a bigger budget. They've got more history. They've got tougher stadiums, places to play in. The Crew getting to go and do that showed everyone now, not once, but twice. Because remember, they did this to Tigres as well in the same city. You can go there. This MLS team is different than all the other ones, at the very least. You have shown that this team is the best team on the continent. And they're going to go, I think, go prove it against Pachuca. But
I wonder, you know, with those fans last night, obviously they expected to win this game. The Monterey fans.
Mm-hmm.
They go there, they expect to win. They get the early lead, and then not. Like, is there hell to pay today with those fans? Or do they look at it and say, well, who cares?
I'll tell you,
we really don't care anyway.
I think no, they care. I think the difference is this. I think anybody who watches soccer for a long enough time and appreciates the way the game is played, they look at what this Crew team does under Wilfried Nancy. You cannot look at your team and say, we just suck. Because what happens is the Crew do a thing with the way that they play where they are basically daring your team to come get the ball. And every other team, many of the other teams that have tried that style, they eventually fail. They eventually get a tougher team that comes up, steals the ball from them, scores, makes them pay, and eventually they have to abandon that style. The Crew look the toughest teams in the world in their eye and say, we're not changing a damn thing.
You're going to have to come get me.
You're going to have to come do it. You're going to have to take this ball from me. And then all these teams go, we will stop them. LA couldn't do it. Cincinnati couldn't do it. These teams from Mexico all probably thought, we'll do it. No, none of them have. Like, I'm telling you, this is not just brilliant from the standpoint that they're winning. It's the fact they're doing it the way they want to. And they don't change for the, I mean, they change minor things, but that system of living dangerously, living on the edge, doing these things that make it, no one else in the world really wants to play like this. The Crew are like, yeah, we'll do it. Enjoy it while it lasts, man. I'm telling you. You will not see Wilfried Nancy coaching in MLS in 5 years. You will not see Aiden Morris playing in MLS in 5 years. You will not see Cucho Hernandez probably playing in MLS in 5 years. These guys will all be gone. They will, unless the Crew up their budget by $100 million. Like, you're not going to be able to retain all these guys. So be happy that you get to watch them now.
You know what makes me happy?
What's that?
Watching you happy.
I am happy.
I know. Makes me happy. It's like for my birthday, you know, the girls were always like, what do you want to eat? I always ask them, I want to make your favorite.
Oh, that's good.
Because watching you eat my food and being thrilled about it, that's the best gift that I can get. Watching you happy about your team makes me happy.
Well, that makes me feel
really
good.
And they're my team too, but I stayed up, I watched them last night, but you have the deep history with this team and this game, and seeing you excited about something, we're a bunch of jaded a-holes all the time, most of the time, and it's fun to remember, like, hey, this is good. Rooting for something is good and fun, and good things can happen.
It's like I've been saying. If you think when you hear me talk about the Browns or some of my other teams, it's like, man, this guy is just cynical. There's a reason. This Crew team, I'm not as cynical with. You know why?
Because they're good.
They give me reasons to not be cynical. They give me reasons to be hopeful and happy. They deliver on the promise that they show. So that, yes, if all my teams did that, you'd hear a different radio show. But, I mean, thankfully, the Crew do it.
Freak me out a little bit.
You imagine?
No.
I just came in and was like, guys, the Browns, yet again, another Super Bowl. These are the glory days. Like, you would just not know what to do. You'd pass out if you heard me saying that.
Well, the Crew may have to deal with people getting murdered. We'll discuss that coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. You should know that southbound 270's off-ramp to Cemetery Road on the west outer belt is closed due to an accident. And we have a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of eastbound 670 after International Gateway to watch out for. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need at the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they're guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Bone, I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Did you know that for dudes in their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone every year?
Oh, wow.
It happens gradually, and then before you know it, poof, you're dead. Well, you're not really dead, but you feel like you may be dead. You have a decrease in libido, maybe you're putting on weight, less productive at the gym, sleeping poorly, sad or depressed. You don't have to live that way. I want you to see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit them online, tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Common Man sent you, and tell them pee-pee no worky.
That's right.
They don't like that, but I'm going to keep saying it. I mean, I've sort of trademarked that now.
Yeah, I know you have. What, can you trademark? I guess you could. You
Why
said
not?
It. Yeah, you're right.
Pee-pee no worky.
There you go.
Original music coming up at 4 o'clock. We have debuted 2 songs this week. This will be number 3, and then tomorrow will be number 4, and then you can vote on your favorite, and we'll have a champion for the week. What will happen to new music after that? Who the hell knows? We decided, though, this week to really stretch our creative bones.
Stretching our
worky
bones.
Fine.
Stretch your bones with us.
That's right. Mm. So the crew, they beat Monterey last night. They move on to the final against Pachuca. That game will be played in Mexico June 1st at 9:15. It was originally scheduled for what? June 2nd?
The next day. It was scheduled for Sunday.
Which happens to be a pretty important day in Mexico. It is Election Day.
Yes. They only do the election there in Mexico once every 6 years, from what I was reading. There was a headline today. This is from El País, which is one of the international. It's a Spanish language newspaper in Mexico. They have an English version of it. Here's the headline they have. Mexico is heading towards its most violent election ever, with 30 candidates murdered, 77 threatened, and 11 kidnapped. Now, to be clear, this is about all of the candidates in all of the different, you know, state, local governments. It's not like there were 30 presidential candidates murdered.
Oh, yeah, because just, you know, 30 regular candidates.
Right.
That's perfectly fine.
I'm saying just because at first when I read this, I thought, how many candidates are there for president? But now I understand what they're saying. They're talking about local elections. People have dropped out because they've said they're being threatened. Part of the issue that's coming up is that there is, you know, the Mexican state and organized crime. According to this article, specialists say that line is becoming blurred more and more by the day. So massive corruption apparently is a concern. Violence is a concern. Security around these elections is a concern. And so as such, the Mexican Federation, the Soccer Federation, has said, hey, since our country is dealing with all this and the election is that Sunday, we don't think it would be good to have a gigantic sporting event going on in the country at the same time when we're going to need, in that area, local resources to help with security elsewhere.
So we'll do it on Saturday night.
Yes.
So and Saturday, then all those people can wake up early
and go vote
and go do the election stuff.
Let's hope.
And protect the candidates so they don't get murdered.
Let's hope. Let's very much hope that happens.
I also want to point out, You know, because every single football season, now that the NFL is playing games in Mexico, we hear about this. When is the NFL going to put a team in Mexico? I don't know. Maybe when you can have an election and 30 people don't get murdered.
Yeah.
Maybe then consider putting a team in Mexico. Mexico, not ready for an NFL franchise. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
Not with the current state of where the security level is with, you know, things like this. When it comes to having a team based there, I feel weird about that, right? Because, one, I mean, like Monterey, they're based there. All these teams that the Crew have been playing, they're all based there. It's not like those teams can't exist. Obviously,
well, sure. Going in and playing a game, though, is different from having a franchise being headquartered there.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, Monterey is a franchise, Club America, all these teams are there, but you're right, they've also been based there for the entirety of their existence. Pachuca, that the Crew are going to play, were founded 100 years ago.
Right.
So you have institutional knowledge, institutional understanding of these, you know, systems and places where you live. That is different than trying to build something and start something there. I would think that would involve local government, a big cooperation from that for the NFL, let's say. And then if you're having issues with corruption in local government, does the NFL want to start in business with that right off the bat? I don't know. It pains me, though, to say this, Mike, because like growing up when I was in high school, we went to Mexico with my school. We did a missions trip there. But we went to like the middle of Mexico. San Luis Potosi was the area we went to.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't touristy. It was just a nice, I love this town. I would go back there in a heartbeat. But again, I went there 20 years ago. I have also gone to the touristy places a few times in Mexico, and I love that too. I enjoy that country. I think it's gorgeous. I would love to go visit again, and I hope to do so very soon. But my point is, I can understand why a giant corporation like the NFL might say, we're not so sure about starting a business there or putting our team there right now. I can also understand why players who maybe are going to have millions of dollars would be then saying, I don't know if I want to go there and live and be a part of, you know, where that is right now. That's too bad because I do feel like it's a beautiful country, but
it is a beautiful country.
There is massive corruption right now. You have to figure that out.
There is wealth there. You know, obviously in Mexico City, there's lots of wealth. I'm not saying there's not. They would sell tickets. I'm not saying they wouldn't.
Of course they would.
But just from a security standpoint, and, you know, like we were talking before the show, there is a reason why people risk their lives to try and get here.
That's true, too.
Right? I mean, there are reasons why.
Well, if you were running for office in Mexico and you had your life threatened, I could understand someone saying, you know what? I might want to go to a country where I'm not going to have my life threatened if I run for office. That hopefully would be, I hope we're still that place here. Let's hope so. But yeah, I mean,
Well, I mean, we still threaten. But we hardly do follow through with murder.
Right. Thank goodness.
I mean, Reagan was shot, but he lived.
Thank goodness we don't have, hopefully not as much of the political violence, I would hope here. But yeah, man, I will say this too. Watching that game last night.
Stormed the Capitol sometimes, but.
Well, that was once.
Right.
I mean, it was a lot of people, but it was once.
Yeah, I know.
If it starts becoming like an annual thing that I'm with you, then we may have bigger issues.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, is aside from all of that, last night, another issue that the NFL would probably want to make sure they don't have happen, the turf in that game last night. I don't know if anybody caught this or if you were watching the game, you notably saw it. But then 5 minutes, they had not just like divots of grass coming up.
Potholes.
Yeah, I mean, it was like as if a gopher had dug a hole and then left all the remnants sitting out next to it. I've never seen a soccer game in my life where I have seen that many passes that are just a smooth pass on the ground, rolling along, and then suddenly it just does like a 90-degree turn because it hits a mound of dirt, not a little divot, a mound of dirt, and the ball just can't go over it. It gets like bumped by it and goes off track. I saw that happen a dozen times last night. They were talking about it openly on the broadcast, how it was a joke of a field. And this was natural grass. They have to do that. That's just that stadium. But that stadium has had problems throughout this season with the grass there, and they have still not got it fixed. So that would have to be something you'd have to address as well if you're the NFL. If you were, saying playing in a stadium like that, you cannot have that type of surface if you're going to play that game.
One of the most entertaining dudes in sports could be a free agent soon. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. You're going to find a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71, and just a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, cool off with their new summer blizzard treat menu. Try new picnic peach cobbler or snag a perfect beach treat like their new peanut butter cookie dough party. The new summer blizzard treat menu is one you won't want to miss, only at participating DQ locations. Happy taste good. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Please subscribe to the podcast. It is available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
We have been unveiling original music on this show because, well, a while ago, Fish, our program director, came to us and said, hey, new rule, can't play any copyrighted music.
Yeah,
we're having issues with that, with the podcast, and what we're going to be doing with the cameras that are in here. It's a whole big pain in the poop. And so we said, well, I mean, there's nothing that says we can't write our own original music. We own the copyright. It's not an issue then.
Right.
And he said, no, I guess not. So we actually got a budget from this radio station to do it. So we've been writing our own songs. We debuted one on Tuesday. We debuted one yesterday. If you happen to miss those, they're right there in the podcast for you to listen to on those days. A new song is coming down in about half an hour. Please be here and tell your friends.
Yeah, people have been asking us, where did we get the budget for that? Well, you may have noticed that Dave Holmes no longer works for 10TV. And
we took his money.
We basically said, is anybody going to use that salary? And they said, nope. So we said, cool. Can we have it to pay a band or two to make some songs for us? And
Well, they said we were going to donate it to the poor. And I said, well, hell with them. We want to make some songs.
Right.
Like today, ska.
Oh.
90s ska.
Well, and you want to talk about the poor. A 90s ska band living on Skid Row. Not a lot of
That's
demand.
Right.
We're keeping them in business.
I don't think the Boss Tones are wiping themselves with 50s.
They're not Mighty Mighty anymore, Mike.
They're just the Boss Tones.
They're just the Boss Tones now.
Yeah.
Soon they'll just be the Tones.
What was I going to say? I had something to say to you.
I don't know. I have something to say to you if you have nothing to say
what?
To me.
What?
I got a tweet from one of our listeners about something we talked about previously in a Fatboy food tee-up.
Yes.
This is from Man's Mother Bar tweeted us and said, the Kroger on Northwest Boulevard is selling Doritos Baja Mango bags for $2. I ate an entire bag in one sitting, threw up, then drank a 12-pack of Baja Blast, ran to Loops, ordered more Baja Blast. When they said they don't have any, I said, why not? End of tweet.
I could have told you they don't have any
Baja
Blast.
I'm going to hope that he didn't do all that, or he or she did not do that, but thank you for tweeting us that, Man's Mother
Barb.
Yeah,
thanks for Tori for tweeting.
Be careful,
you got
please.
Coke Zero? No. Why not?
Sorry, just sir, be careful out there when you're, you know, eating the Baja Blast chips and then drinking the Baja Blast drinks. Don't try to eat the entire case of whatever you bought. You can have, I mean, I'm not saying Ted's approach is 100% right. Ted eats a serving size and that's it.
No, that's wacky.
Okay, but if you're not built for eat the whole bag of chips life, don't try. Just eat, you know, half the bag and see how that goes.
All right, lots of conversation about the NBA switching broadcast homes. They're going to continue to do something with ESPN ABC where the finals will stay on ESPN. And they're going to do something with Amazon Prime Video. And there's one other entity. It's between NBC and Turner, who has the contract now.
Right.
You know, TBS, not the TBS, TNT is what they're on.
Yeah.
And they have Inside the NBA and all that good stuff. The shame of all of this would be, we've been talking about the nostalgia of perhaps the NBA coming back to NBC and the John Tesh music, and that would be lots of fun. But if Turner loses the contract and Inside the NBA goes away, and that Shaq and Kenny and Ernie and Charles show ceases to exist, well, that would be tragic. I said that those guys probably all have outs in their contract, where if they lose the NBA rights, they automatically become free agents. Charles Barkley was talking about just that thing and said, yes,
he does have
that out.
Now, I would find it hilarious if they actually, none of them did have those outs, and then they all end up on True TV doing Impractical Jokers. And to steal a Cat Williams bit for a minute, it would be one of those things where Shaq is in a grocery store and the other three of them are on hidden camera going, all right, Shaq, ask them if they want help getting the groceries out. And it's like, hello, would you like help with your groceries? And they're like, you're Shaquille O'Neal. We know who you are. It's like, no, I'm not. I'm just your bagger here. I'm just a grocer.
I was reading something today about, you know, TV insiders and speculating what Charles Barkley, let's say he's out of that contract. He's a free agent. What can he get on the open market? And this person was saying, well, Tony Romo's making $17 million. That's a good start. He's the highest paid guy in the analyst game. Tony Romo is for making $17 million a year. Barkley would get at least that. Wow. The one thing you can't do, though, at least I think you can't do it, as entertaining as Charles Barkley is, you need to keep all those parts together.
I agree with
you. They almost need to be a package deal.
Yeah, because one thing that, you know, and Charles was talking about this recently. He just said this, I think, on the show last night or the day before. He said something about to the effect of, I'm not here to be friends with these guys. I'm not trying to be Darvin Ham's friend, coach of the Lakers. I'm not trying to be friends to these players. If I think they suck, and he was talking about the Suns and the Lakers specifically, he said, they suck. The players suck. They were bad. This is what I'm going to tell you. I'm not trying to be everybody's friend. I'm not trying to be ingratiated with that. Kenny Smith is not necessarily, he doesn't necessarily want to push the line maybe as much as Charles does, but he doesn't care. You know, Shaq to a degree, Shaq and a fool is a thing they do on this show. That's something where he openly pokes fun at the guys screwing up in games. They need to have that kind of show for it to work the way Charles works. I feel like if you put him with maybe other hosts on different networks who aren't as comfortable with poking fun or occasionally calling out players that aren't getting the job done, then would Charles Barkley be able to function in that? Or would it start to turn into Stephen A, like when he says something on ESPN, other hosts sometimes are not willing to go there and they go, whoa, okay, Stephen, geez. Like Greeny sometimes does that with him, right? Where it's like, well, tell us how you really feel. That would ruin the whole vibe, right? Ernie sets up all these guys very well. He will put it out there and then Charles will say something and Ernie will go, all right. And then he'll just casually move them on to the next thing where it doesn't end up getting confrontational. It doesn't end up like it sometimes does on these other talking head shows. It's very well done. And you're right. If you removed a couple of those pieces, put them on other shows, I don't think it's as good.
Actually, you know, I was thinking about this because I thought, well, it would be a no-brainer to pick them up and just move them to NBC, right, if they got the contract. But how about this? How about they pick them up and move them to Amazon, right?
Oh.
So NBC gets to do their own thing. They do whatever the hell they want. You put all those guys on Amazon, they do two shows. They do a show like at 7.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, everybody, it's funny.
Yes, it's the show they do now.
It's them.
Yeah.
But it's more professional.
Yep.
You know, sure. It's what they do now. And then you have like your 12:30.
Sure.
Where they come back after the games are over, the late games are over, and it's on a streaming service now. So anything goes.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think that'd be great. I would actually very much enjoy that. There's nothing technically stopping them from doing it on TNT
but
TNT doesn't
Warner
probably
Brothers
want that.
Discovery is a publicly traded company. They have standards and practices. And I know that Amazon is too, but it's different because it's a subscription service.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, heck, if Amazon cared about rules, I mean, people at their warehouses might be treated like humans, but they're not. So
no, they're being green.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, that's what I've been told.
Oh, okay.
Hi, it's 100. Can we please turn on the air conditioning? No, I'm sorry. We're being green. I know, but we're like passing out in the corner here. Yes, I know, but the polar caps are melting. But I'm melting now!
Right.
I'm your employee.
I just want to point out that, like, your employees who are, you're being green and not turning the air on for, they're loading all the packages onto planes, trains, and automobiles, or trucks in this case. Like, they're loading it onto things that are producing the carbon.
Yes, but they're hybrid.
Oh, okay.
And then what Amazon will do is they'll pay to plant some trees someplace else to offset the carbon.
I see.
See?
I see.
See?
Yes. It's almost like...
For every day we don't turn the air conditioning on.
Yes.
That's how many trees we're saving.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Coach Prime playing with fire. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should be aware that southbound at 270's off-ramp to Cemetery Road on the west outer belt is currently closed due to an accident. And we've got some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Michael Foods. Michael Foods in West Jefferson, producer of Premier Protein Shakes, is hiring packaging machine operators, maintenance technicians, and quality technicians. Benefits like paid PTO, 401k with 6% match, and more. Apply today at MichaelFoods.com/careers. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Original music coming up at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned. All right. Let's also name that whole day. Please send us your stories of Holios.
Oh.
At Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. If you're new to Name That Hole, you tell us a story. We determine if there's a hole involved and what kind of hole it was.
Right. Maybe you had a situation occur where you feel like, I don't think I did anything wrong. I don't feel like I was an a-hole at all. However,
but everybody seems to be mad at me.
People
for some
seem
reason.
To be mad at me, and I'd like to know what you guys think.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is an alternate situation where you saw someone or experienced someone being a bit of a dill hole to you, and you say, you know, they don't seem remorseful. I think this is awful. I think they're a giant hole. Either way, you can present that information to us. Then we are the ultimate judge, and what we say goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's no appeals court. There's nothing. It's just our judgment, and then that's it.
All right, so Deion Sanders, obviously he's the head coach at Colorado. I think that we have been overly fair with Deion Sanders.
I am someone who, when this idea, like when Deion took the job at Colorado, I saw a lot of people say he doesn't have any experience, and I laugh at that to a degree because I said, one, he coached college football for multiple seasons. Yes, at a lower level, but he also is a NFL Hall of Famer. I am someone who is willing to buy into the idea that someone with that level of knowledge could coach players in a way that allows them to get to the NFL and has the recruiting power to get talented players to follow him to play football. That is 90% of the game in college football. If you hire good staff members around you, that can work. I'm with you. We both, I think, were maybe not optimistic, but certainly willing to say Deion Sanders could absolutely get the job done in college football.
People were saying he doesn't have enough experience. He's too flashy. You know, I said, okay, maybe for like taking over Alabama, you'd be right. You're taking over a Colorado team that won one game that hasn't put a guy in the NFL in 4 years.
They needed a jump start, to your point.
Absolutely. And they got one with Deion Sanders. Now, he went in there and he remade the roster. And even then, we didn't have that much of a problem with it because Deion Sanders is playing by the rules that exist in college football right now. He is trying to turn around this roster. He is using the portal. He is telling guys, essentially, you're not going to play on this team. Yeah. Now, you can stay here. You can stay on scholarship and go to school for free. But if you're looking to play football, this is not the best place for you. It was harsh, but it was direct. I didn't necessarily have a problem with it. I do, though, have a problem now with some of this stuff that I'm seeing where, you know, some players from Colorado that were told pretty much to go elsewhere are telling their truth now, right? They're with other teams. They've transferred out. And, you know, some of them are coming out and saying, you know, I don't feel like he got a chance to know me. Didn't really even look at me. Didn't feel like I was a person. And look, man, you're the head coach. You decided to make that decision to overturn your roster. I'm not saying you were wrong, but there's some stuff that comes with that too, and that is maybe you hurt their feelings.
Yeah,
I think a good coach would look at that and say, "Yeah, you know, I'm sorry that he felt that way. You know, I had to come in here and make some harsh decisions. Maybe I didn't get a chance to know him as well as I should have. My bad." Right? That's sort of what a coach would say, even if internally they're saying, "Well, I didn't get a chance to know you because I knew that you sucked, and I don't want to waste my time." Right? I mean,
right.
That's fine for guys like you and I.
Yeah,
but I don't know if Deion Sanders should be clapping back to people and his quarterback son should be clapping back to people saying, well, essentially, you suck. I didn't have to get to know you. I think all this behavior is going to turn around and bite him in the ass, or could bite him in the ass.
Yeah, if you didn't see the whole kind of exchange that led to all this, there was the initial player, was it, I'm forgetting his name. Was it Xavier Smith? Something like that?
Yes, Xavier Smith. He
was the player, one of the players who, they did a big article on all those players who were told to go away from Colorado last year. Where did they end up? What happened with them? A reporter went and followed up with all these players and got some of their stories.
Yeah, this dude went to FCS Austin Peay.
Okay.
And now he is transferred to UTEP.
Followed the coach, I believe, who left Austin Peay to go take a UTEP job. So, you know, he's working his way back up through the ranks of college football. Clearly, if you're going from Colorado to Austin Peay or UTEP, Colorado has bigger designs than, you know, on what they think they can be than the level of those schools.
Yeah, and in fairness to this kid, he went to Austin Peay, and then last year he was freshman All-American.
Oh, yeah, very good player.
So he was good for them at that level.
Yeah, could have played at a higher level for sure, and now he is. So all that being said, this is just context. So then when that article comes out, Shedeur Sanders posted something about the quote and said, I don't remember this guy, probably mid, like something to that effect. Basically, like, I don't remember who this dude was. He probably sucked. Well, then that led to one of the Colorado teammates of Shedeur Sanders posting a video of that guy in like a drill. And it's of the teammate who is still at Colorado running around and beating that guy or something. I don't know.
In practice.
And then someone else who knows that guy who left Colorado says, well, here's your stats. You suck. And it just became this war of like, who sucks more, the Colorado players or the ex-Colorado players? Which ones are worse? And so then Deion weighs in at the end of this discussion, basically, after you have like another FCS kid who's like, yeah, this kid from Colorado is trash. Then Deion says, how about you? You suck too. You have like 12 tackles in FCS.
How about Deion weighs in and says, this is all stupid. How about we all shut up, including my own players?
How about Deion goes to, the players that, including his son, and says, guys, we're trying to win college football games. None of this helps. None of this is going toward, any of this energy is not good towards winning college football games. I am someone who likes to believe that people can like grow, change, and evolve. So when I heard Deion Sanders was going to be a football coach, I know people probably initially said, this is the guy who was like one of the biggest showboats in college sports and in pro sports. How is that going to go when he runs a college football program? Well, he's also in his 50s now, so I would presume some level of maturity would have happened. This does not show that type of growth that I had hoped for Deion Sanders, sadly. But, you know, again, maybe it's a poor moment from him. But that's not ideal. If I'm Colorado, I'm saying, like, if I'm the president or if I'm AD there, I'm calling up Deion Sanders saying, hey, man, listen, I understand you're trying to get some notoriety. This is not the publicity we want for this school.
More original music coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Hamilton Road and 670. And watch for a 10-minute slowdown if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you. With Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
New music coming up. I am reading an article right now about an orangutan that they've witnessed treating an open facial wound with sap and chewed leaves from a plant known to have anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties.
Oh, my.
It is the first time a wild animal has been observed treating open wounds with a substance known to have medicinal properties. So we have the monkeys now going to the pharmacy, essentially.
Well, right. I mean, this is if you understand what a lot of research has gone into this, like, there are animals that use tools, right?
Yes.
That find that if they do a certain activity, they get a certain result, and then that has turned into a learned ability. Crows are famous for being able to solve puzzles, use tools, things like that. Those are birds. An orangutan being able to put something together, like, if I put this on my face, it doesn't hurt as much. Or if I, you know, use this plant in this way, it doesn't hurt as much. That doesn't, I'm not saying it's not surprising. It's astounding, right, that that happens. But animals do things like this. So that's another big step, it would seem like. That's very interesting.
This orangutan has also named himself Caesar. And he started to speak.
Oh, okay.
So pretty soon, Planet of the Apes, real. Did I tell you that my sister's leaving gifts for crows?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that she's a big fan of the crows,
well, she's
right?
She's just turned into a total nutcase.
About the birds.
Just, you know, you have this image. Obviously, my sister's my sister. I knew her when I was a kid. She grew up with me.
Yeah.
You know, and now she's turned into this, like, wearing the, do you remember the Sherry O'Terry character on Saturday Night Live where she's like, see this? It's mine! And she would just stand on her porch and scream at people and had like a house dress on. You know? My sister has sort of become that person.
With the cigarette hanging out
right,
of her mouth,
where she's like leaving food for crows because she wants to be friends with the crows because then the crows will come and give her a gift.
They do. That's a thing.
She got a rubber band the other day. It was like she won the lottery.
Teddy,
a crow came and gave her a rubber band.
A what?
A rubber band.
Why do you say it that way?
That's how I... What are you talking about?
A rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band. No, rubber band. The accent is on the wrong part of the word.
It sounds the same to me. Rubber band.
Say rubber band.
Rubber band.
You're still not saying it right.
Teddy.
Rubber band. Try that.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, Teddy, we've talked about
Teddy,
this.
You rubber definitely band. Everybody hears it except you.
I don't. Yeah. I don't hear it.
Rubber band.
So anyway,
high school.
They brought her a rubber band. Rubber band.
I went to a swimming pool. Like what? What are you doing? What are you, William Shatner, over here? It's so weird. Mighty mighty Boston's. Like you just,
I can't hear it. I would fix
rubber
it.
Band.
I would fix it if I could hear it.
Spock, I need a rubber band. Like, why? Why are you doing this?
I don't know why.
It's so annoying.
All right, I can't hear it.
She got a rubber band.
Yes, she put it on her mantle.
Okay, that's good. You said that one right. She get any dolls?
Can I play the song now?
I have ruined him, Ted.
I don't know what to tell you. Rubber band.
That's the name of our band, actually. We've been trying to figure out what we're calling this stupid band that we have that's making all this music. They've got to be the rubber
band. I thought it was Dave Holmes' dead corpse was the name
that's
of the
right.
band.
Dave Holmes' rotting salary or something.
All right, yeah. So the first song we played you was a pop song about Ryan Day.
Yes.
Yesterday's song was an 80s metal song about the crappy Blue Jackets.
That's right.
Today is just, I think, a fun song about this show.
Yeah, I think this is the type of song that if we had a TV show, this would be like a candidate for a theme song of the show.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right? If it was like a kitschy 80s TV show, this is kind of where I think this fits.
Yeah, I agree. All right, it's a ska, like 90s ska song. It's called My Guys. Here you go.
Keep on my stereo, hosting a crappy version of the sports show. They spend their time talking about food, playing fun sounds, and acting crude. Chet Springer and his Yahoo dogs, then there's the quick with the football blog. Spending time talking about the Buckeyes, only when they're not eating French fries. They're my guys, always my guys. Keep them in line, talking about sex with the egg wine. Husky dudes be quirky, tell them be no worky. Paul Keel saying, excuse me, Timmy Hall is acting creepy. Common Man is a miserable dope, bone washes out his mouth with soap. They're my guys, always my guys. Them are fat and lazy. Common Man is totally crazy. Bone at the Metro Park, looking for birds. Jen Witness throwing out the F word. Ric Flair went to North Korea. Common Man is gonorrhea. Always an annoying yell. Listen or you'll go to hell.
All right, that is my personal favorite of all the ones.
Well, I mean,
that
you can't influence the voting.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you what I have one vote. Just mentioning that I like that one.
Yeah, Teddy. Between all the ones you've heard so far, the Ryan Day song, the Jackets Metal song, and this one, which one's your favorite?
I thought we weren't allowed to influence the vote.
Well, I mean,
vote,
but Bone just did.
Well, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to do that. I just thought I would.
If
give
you
an opinion.
Answer me, Teddy, I'll give you a rubber band.
Well, I should just say that the My Guy's song is horrible to balance out the Bone vote.
Okay, there you go. That's fine.
Even though I don't believe that at all.
It's a great song. No, I think it's great.
I think it's the best one.
That actually. Will be in your brain all day.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's been in mine for a week.
Yeah. That's ska. Like, now, I love ska. So I am a big fan from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I go Mad Caddies. I like... who had the song Beer? Oh, why am I blanking on? I'm blanking on who this. Anyway, I have lots of these bands that I like. Five Iron Frenzy, they were great.
Mm-hmm.
Go check them out. Anyway, ska, right up my alley.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Tomorrow's song, we have one more song.
Real Big Fish. Sorry.
Okay.
Just had to get it out there before I get a million tweets. Thank you.
Sellout was their song.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's song is... more of a downbeat, acoustic-y type of thing. But I dig it.
Okay.
So hopefully all the other people dig it too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can vote on your favorite tomorrow. I do want to give you a little programming note. This Saturday at 10 is the Common Man and T-Bone weekend show. It is also the final Common Man and T-Bone weekend show. Fish called us into the office the other day and said, hey... You blow chunks.
What?
And we're going to cancel the show.
Who's chunks? I haven't met him. My guy.
He's the guy who lost all the weight who hosts with Bo Bishop.
My guy, Chunks.
Hi.
Chunks here. That's his name if he gets fat again. We're calling him Chunks instead of Chunks.
So this is going to be the last weekend show. On the air. Here's the good news, though. It's still going to be on the podcast. Every single week. The only way you can listen to it is if you subscribe to the podcast. We will do a new one every single week, even if it's not going to air here on The Fan. Fish wanted to change up the programming, wanted more live programming, so Fan Sports Saturday will start earlier, and our tape show will go away. But it will still be alive on the podcast.
There you go.
Right, very Teddy?
Good. Yeah. That's right. And if you really, really miss it and you want it back on the air, make sure you email Fish and let him know. Call him.
Oh, don't bother,
wow,
Fish.
Wow, look at Ted.
What's the matter with
I'm
you?
Joking. I'm joking.
I would think you'd be happy because you don't have to time anything out now. You can make it as long as you want on the podcast.
That's true.
Just and we can do F-bomb intros.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When it's pod for me, only, we can just be as bad as we want. Ted, if you petition Ted to get us back on the air, I'm going to hit you with a rubber band.
That's right.
I know
people
what
seem to like the song.
Yeah, I told you it's a banger.
I'm looking on the phone here.
You know what? It's my bad. I influenced all of you. You're all mindless dolts. And if I say like, "Hey, I like something," you're all going to be like, "Yeah!" And then you have no thoughts of your own.
That's the Dale Jr. effect, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Dale Jr. winning a race. People love it. He doesn't win.
Winning a race.
It's a terrible race, yeah.
This was back when he was driving. These reporters would ask, like, was this a good race? And if Dale Jr. won it, the most popular driver won it, people would be like, yeah, it was awesome. And it's like, he led every lap from start to finish. Great race! You could have a race with, like, 20 lead changes. People were like, crap. And Dale Jr. crashed out in the third lap. Then people would be like, this race sucked. It's like, well, no, it was a good race. Your guy didn't make it. That's all. That's what he's saying.
All right.
I'm just translating it.
Dale Jr. effect. That's what it is.
That's right. Hey, thank you, Teddy.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, what?
This ain't one of them. Rubber band.
At least it made it to 412 today.
No. It was before that. I just didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
What's his name again?
Chunks.
Is he the lead singer of the rubber band?
Hey, it's Chops.
No, hey, it's Chunks.
No, not Chops. Chunks.
Hey,
Chunks,
it's Chops.
Is the lead singer of the rubber band.
She's just got way too much energy, even Blue, the other dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Chops is doing a live broadcast of his podcast with his wife,
right.
J-Lo.
They call that a live podcast.
Live podcast.
Live broadcast of his podcast.
Yeah.
They are doing that, I believe. The dates are on the website, 971thefan.com.
We don't know. Why are we saying it?
No, but I know it's this. It's in connection with a new movie that's coming out. You pay basically to see the movie and you get to have...
It's the Fall Guy, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's the movie and then they'll do a live podcast, I guess, reacting to the movie. So you can hang out with Chops, you can hang out with J-Lo. They're both great. And you can watch the movie with them.
The other one is Chunks.
Chops.
Fatboy Food Tip coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find traffic is stop and go on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mount Street and 315. And we've got a couple minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bedliners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Daddy.
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
Yeah. A little late.
I'm just saying. It's not one of them.
Rubber band.
Ugh,
Chunks.
I don't hear it.
You don't. How do you not hear it? How do you not hear rubber band?
I don't hear it. It sounds normal to me. Let me live.
No.
Why can't you walk straight? I don't know. I'm an amputee.
Oh, yeah, that's the same thing.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't mock me if I couldn't walk.
No,
why are you mocking me? Because I can't talk.
Because you get paid to talk. That's your job.
I don't know about that.
Is to talk for a living.
It's a new song.
What?
You said, why do you now
mock for the way I walk if you wouldn't mock the way I talk?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
It's a banger.
That sounds like we're good right there.
Yeah. ER Auto Care fan poll, 971thefan.com. What's the best thing about the Kentucky Derby? Your choices. The races, mint juleps, ladies' hats, Bob Baffert's hair, or secret option 5, the casual use of the N-word on the infield.
Okay. I don't remember any of what the options were, but I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the Kentucky Derby. I'm just going to throw it out there. Like, I don't.
I'm not either, but you have to pick one.
Okay.
I'm going to say ladies' hats.
Was drinking an option?
Nope. Oh. Well, mint juleps, that's mint drinking. Juleps.
Yeah, okay, then that's what I'm all about.
You ever have a mint julep?
Yeah,
good. Never had one.
Yeah, just had one at my friend's house.
What kind of liqueur do they put in that?
Bourbon.
That's it?
Well, no, but that's part of what they put mint in it as well.
Well, I know, but is that the only liquor that they put in there?
I think it's a simple syrup.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of ice.
And mint.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
I mean, it's very different than an old-fashioned, which is also simple syrup, bourbon, and then a different botanical, which is like an orange rind or a cherry.
I had an orange one in my smoked old-fashioned last night.
That sounds good. Where were you going last night? What were you doing?
I was with friends. All right.
Thanks for the invite.
I'm just saying, you don't invite me to things. So.
I don't invite you to things.
No.
Yeah, yours is like, you didn't invite me to the Clippers game. And it's like, because its tickets are available. I went. No. I didn't know I had to tell you to go with me to the Clippers game.
You got like your special hanging out with your buddies, crew tailgate that I'm not invited to.
Oh, you're invited.
All the cool kids go. I can't go.
Where were you?
And then you come back and you're like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. So many people wanted to take pictures with me. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, just so you know, that the show's going well. People seem to like us.
They were just handsy with me all night. I couldn't get a word in. They were just touching and rubbing and pictures. And
the amount of grabbing that goes on these days, I'm just getting just a lot of feels.
I know.
Getting all felt up every time I go out now. It's something.
I'm just saying, Teddy and I had a nice time having drinks last night.
Oh, Teddy, thanks for telling me.
We had to discuss some show business.
Yeah, I go out, you know, once a year, usually. And
yeah,
that
me
was
and Ted.
It.
I see.
We
I
tie
see.
One on.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
talking great. About the show, yeah.
Yeah. I remember asking you guys, like, hey, are you going to watch the game tonight? And you were like, yeah.
Huh? We didn't watch the game together.
No, but I asked,
to our separate quarters.
I asked you, are you going to watch the crew game tonight? And you're like, yeah. And I was like, that's kind of clipped close, kind of snippy. Didn't know why. Now I know why, because you guys were going out and you didn't tell me. That's why.
Teddy, remember last night when T-Bone's replacement came in and had drinks with us, right. too? That was fun.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He is.
I think, Bone, you're going to like him.
Is it the AI guy? AI T-Bone?
It's T-Bone. Hey, it's T-Bone.
Well, you know what? We need more AI T-Bone.
Yeah, what happened to
what
that?
What are you doing over there, Fish?
Yeah, come on.
Canceling shows. Why don't you do something funny?
Yeah, why don't you play the sphere again like a loser, Fish? No one gets that.
Fat Boy Food Dad!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, so I got home last night. I put on my soft clothes, put a Tombstone pizza in the oven.
Yes.
Yes, but not yes.
Why?
Because Tombstone's getting uppity.
What do you mean?
They got their product in a box now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
This is the first one that I've eaten out of the box. All right.
Okay,
so
okay.
Be quiet.
I'm not saying anything. Did I say a thing?
Be quiet.
No,
you give me a look.
A thing. I didn't say a
this
damn thing.
This is the
thing.
First Tombstone pizza that I've had after it's been packed in the box. So I open up the box.
Mm-hmm.
I take it out.
Yeah.
And I like the sausage and pepperoni combo.
Sure.
I like the pep, and then I like the little rabbit turd sausages.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
It was like half the amount of sausage that they would normally put on a pizza.
Oh, no.
Yes.
What is going on?
I'm telling you, they're putting it in a box, and they're saying, well, it costs more money to put it in a box, right? And we have less to ship now because the boxes take up more space in the truck.
Yeah.
And so we have to cut costs somewhere. So we're going to cut costs on our little nitrogen rat turd sausage things. And Common Man's sad.
Yeah, you should be. That's wrong. Don't mess with the tradition of the frozen pizza, one of the great budget pizzas. I don't like it where we're getting budget food is just disappearing left and right. I went to McDonald's yesterday, and this isn't like an anti-Fatboy food tip. I didn't even look. I just said, I'd like two McDoubles, please. I like the McDoubles. And if you don't know this, this is a little menu thing at McDonald's.
Why don't you get a double cheeseburger?
Listen to me.
It's better. It's got an extra slice of cheese. What are you, psychotic?
I know that. No, but I thought, you know what? I don't need all that. I'm just going to, and usually it's like $2 for $3.50.
I don't need all that.
Okay, I'm just saying. I thought, it's like $2 for $3.50. I'm going to get the two McDoubles for $3.50.
Two McDoubles for $3.50? What year are you living in?
Not this one. Because then I noticed as I was ordering it that each McDouble was over $3.30. And I said, well, then what do the double cheeseburgers cost? Like $8? Because they used to be so much more, the double cheeseburger, than the McDouble. Now I've realized that's just stupid. I'm getting double cheeseburger every time.
Did you try the Daily Double yet?
No, I keep forgetting about it.
It's better than I thought it was.
I keep forgetting about it.
I haven't had it in years. I had one the other day. I was going to say it's refreshing. I don't know if that's possible for a burger.
Refreshing is probably not the word.
Man, I got to tell you.
Yeah. This
nice,
hot,
cold
steamy
lemonade on a hot day and some mayo and
hot steamy cheeseburger.
Cow.
Yeah. I actually do have a story. I have a little Fatboy food tip. I've not tried this, but it's apparently available in time for the Kentucky Derby. Arby's is giving you a little something-something if you want to try this. Doesn't sound great to me, but maybe you'll be up your alley. They are offering a new limited edition horsey sauce online for $16 a bottle starting today.
$16 a bottle?
Yeah. This horsey sauce is called the Chardonnay Horsey Sauce, and they say it's Arby's signature horseradish sauce with a Chardonnay-flavored finish.
Get the hell out of here.
Comes in a frosted glass wine bottle decorated with silhouette of a horse in mid-gallop. Now,
let me tell you something. If I'm getting $16 horsey sauce, better have real horses in it.
Hang on. Chardonnay is not spelled like the wine Chardonnay. Chardonnay in this Chardonnay's horsey sauce is spelled, the last part of it, like nay, like a horse makes that noise. Because Beyonce's new country album features the musical artist sitting on a horse, and apparently that horse's name is Chardonnay. So this is a reference to Beyonce, I guess,
okay,
through Arby's. It's all very convoluted. Anyway, I'm sure there's like 8 bottles of this stuff, and in reality, the rest of it's just regular horsey sauce. You can also get the regular horsey sauce if you want it by the bottle on their website for also $16. But they made a few limited edition Chardonnay horsey sauces. So if you find one.
Chardonnay.
Have you ever thought horseradish sauce and Chardonnay wine pair well? Those don't seem like great.
Chardonnay.
They don't seem like great pairings.
Bowl game folks want players to unionize. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 270 at Main Street on the east outer belt, and you'll find a 15-minute slowdown if you're traveling eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Ebright Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Association of County Behavioral Health Authorities. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis Text Line can help. If you are struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis Text Line. Text 4 Hope to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees?
Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Happy Thursday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. It is Name That Hole Thursday. You can tweet us at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
By the way, can I mention something very quickly?
No.
Well, I'm going to. My guy, Brandon Beam, last night, you know, he's a big soccer guy, just like me. We host a podcast together called Bone and Beam United. It's all about soccer.
It's award winning.
It's not. It's won no awards.
I have an award that I gave you.
What's your award?
It's a petrified piece of poo.
Thank you. In either case, that podcast usually gets recorded on Wednesdays, but we knew last night there was a big Crew game. The Crew defeated Monterey. If you missed that, advanced to the Champions Cup final, which will be played June 1st against Pachuca. So we said, hey, why don't we hold off on doing the podcast till Thursday? Well, this game didn't kick off till 10:15 last night. Beam stayed up and watched the whole thing. He's texting me during the game. Then I remembered, as he's texting me at like 12:30, I said, hey, you should probably go to bed, huh? Because you've got a morning show to do at 6 a.m. and it's already the day of that show. He said, yeah, I'm about to go to bed. So we get done. He gets done with his show this morning after getting, he told me, about 2 hours of sleep. Then he did an hour podcast with me about the game. And now I assume he is passed out somewhere. I hope he is like getting some rest, but don't let Beamer's sacrifice go to waste. Go listen to Bone and Beam United this week and hear the ramblings of a man who had less than 2 hours of sleep. If you say, boy, I don't know if that'd be enjoyable. Well, earlier this week, you heard Mike do 2 hours sleep. He did a 3 hour show. If you enjoyed that, you might enjoy Beam doing the same thing. It's all available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Bone and Beam United.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing on the sleep? Did you catch up? Did you get some more rest?
No, I never sleep.
What do you mean?
I haven't had a good night's sleep in 30 years. I don't sleep.
How long? What's like a long night of sleep for you?
First of all, I wake up every 20 minutes the time.
Really?
Yeah. I'm always up.
Okay.
I'll wake up for like a minute, I'll fall back asleep, but it's not restful.
That's amazing.
Somebody sneezes down the street. I'm like, whoa, what? Who? When I was a kid, fire alarms would go off. Just murderers in the other room.
Mm, yeah.
Chainsaws cutting up my whole family. I'd sleep through the entire thing. Now?
Oh, sure.
A bird outside.
I will say it's a good thing you don't have cats, because cats in the middle of the night, that's when they're like, hey, you know what would be fun? Let's pretend like we're on meth and then just run around. Some nights I'm asleep and I will get woken up by a cat just running across my face.
Oh, and it's my God, it's terrifying.
It's the worst, because I'll just be like, like I'm freaking out because I think there's an animal attacking me. And all it was, the cat like walked across the pillow.
I almost freaked out this morning. I did freak out this morning. So it's, you know, I wake up for the last time at like 6:30.
Okay.
So I wake up, turn on the TV, I'm laying in bed, stay there for a little while, 7:20 comes, that's when I get the kid up.
Okay.
To get all the school stuff ready. So I go to open the door, and just standing there right at the door, getting ready to open my door, but I got there first, is my daughter with like, you ever see the movie The Ring?
Mm-hmm.
That Samara chick with the hair, just
yes.
Her hair's all in her eyes. And I swear to you, she said, Daddy. And I wasn't prepared for it. I went,
yeah.
And then she screamed.
Yes.
And then her mother screams because she doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Sure.
Because she's in a different room because we can't sleep in the same room anymore. You know the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Terrified.
Yeah.
I'd throw the underwear out.
I'll tell you, kids have that ability, don't they? Mike, that's happened more than once to me, where I will feel like in my room, middle of the night, I'll go, gosh, if I didn't know better, I would say there's someone right next to my bed, but that's impossible. Ah! And it's just, there's a little child standing there going, Dad. And it's just like, why
Daddy.
Are you? Hey, how's it going?
Daddy.
It's the breathy whispering because they're tired. They don't want to wake up mom, but it's like, it sounds like at times, because it's so low register, it sounds like Shaquille O'Neal is standing next to my bed, like, how's it going? It's like, just say what you need. Tap me. Touch my shoulder. Just say, Dad, like, you can say it. It's okay.
Well, my daughter's a sidler, too. I mean, her mother, it's like a like an elephant walking in the house. You can hear her coming from a mile away.
Okay. She really just gets
she's all balls of her feet.
Yeah.
You know? You hear her stomping.
Mm-hmm.
But Samantha's like a ballerina.
Oh, just tiptoes
she'll
through?
She'll just sneak right up on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My middle one is the one in our house where she's like, I'm getting every use out of this floor. We're going to make sure this floor gets fully dented.
Stomper?
She, well, like she, it's like she digs her heels in for every step she takes. And it's like, Ava, can you go get that glass of water that you left on the sink and just throw it in the sink? Sure, Dad. And that's like, it's 5 feet away. But it's like someone told her, get to the chopper now.
Get to the chopper.
Right. It's like she's, that's how she moves to get over there. But she's, again, it's not like a size thing. She's like a.
No, it has nothing to do with size.
No, it's just stomping. She just stomps everywhere she goes.
Bowl game people want college football players to unionize. They are looking forward to the day that there is a collective bargaining agreement between conferences and schools and players, because they feel like then the players will be contractually obligated to not opt out of bowl games, thus giving their games more cachet and flair because players will be required to play in them.
Sure. I mean, in theory, that sounds great, and perhaps that would work.
Until one of them says, my knee hurts?
Well,
prove that it doesn't.
Right. I mean, if Marvin Harrison Jr. decided he didn't want to play in a bowl game, I'm not trying to use him as an example. I'm just saying that's a guy who clearly has top five potential and doesn't necessarily, you know, need to prove anything. I could understand a player of his caliber saying, I know I have one game left on my contract before I'm, you know, contractually obligated, whatever. Unless you're holding the money until the end of the year in these, and maybe that is what they're talking about doing. I don't know. Then I could certainly see someone of his caliber saying, yeah, I don't want to risk it. And oh, by the way, I do have an issue with my hamstring and I'm not sure. I'm not going to try to risk that in this game. There's at some point, I mean, I don't think you can truly enforce that. In the NBA, for example, they have had the issue where they wanted players to not take so many days resting throughout the season.
Right.
All right. How'd they enforce that? They enforced it by saying, if you don't play X number of games, you're not eligible for like certain contract bonuses and you're not eligible for MVP voting, which of course the MVP vote, things like that can trigger some of those bonuses. Well, that's not going to be a problem for college players. There's no like MVP vote that they would really have other than the Heisman, and that would not be affected by a bowl game. So it's a nice thought in theory. I guess if you're really hung up on, I could care less personally if most of these
maybe
players
put
in the
bowl
game
bonus in there.
Well, that'd be fine. I mean, truth be told, players are already getting those.
I understand.
Quite honestly. Yeah. So you really want to get to how the sausage is made.
I understand.
That's already a thing. So
hey, food time. Because it's been 5 minutes.
Well, we just did Fat Boy food
well,
tip.
Well, you know what? This is not a Fat Boy food tip. It's just a casual observation that I saw.
Okay.
Casual observation.
Okay.
That's the new open we have.
Casual food observations.
Yes. Chili's is doing a 3 for me combo.
All right.
All right. I'm reading this story about inflation and how fast food prices are very expensive. This is not breaking news. We talk about this. And how Chili's is trying to compete with fast food places with the 3 for me combo, which includes a burger, fries,
yeah,
an app.
Oh, okay.
And bottomless drink.
Oh, so it's really, I mean,
all for the low price of $10.99.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's what it says here.
So the only added cost is you have to go into a Chili's.
Well, there's a way around that.
Oh, really?
Yes. I've done this. I know other people have done this. You go to Chili's and you get the food. And I know it's like, oh, you know, and I got a tip. And what I like to do is not tip.
No, that's not what I was saying. I'm just saying it's not like they have a drive-through. Because I'm saying $10.99.
Well, you can pick it up.
Well, yeah.
But then you don't get the bottomless drink.
That's...
See, what I like to do is I like to go make the server run ragged.
No.
You know, just I pour drinks on the floor and over my head. Hey, let's go.
Don't do
that.
And
then the bill comes and I leave $10.99.
Oh, that's
right
pathetic.
There. And then I give her the double bird as I'm leaving. I say, hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. Was you can't go
I'm
through
not
the drive-thru and get that.
It's a joke.
By the way, but you're right. If you go to Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or any of these places and you order a drink, or a drink, you order a sandwich, fries, one of their like other things, like an appetizer or some, you know, like Burger King has little, I don't know, mozzarella sticks or something. You could get those. If you ordered those three things and a beverage, you're well over $15.
Oh, let me tell you something. You go to Shake Shack and get a burger, fries, like a little app thing, like a, maybe a little thing of chicken, like a four-piece chicken nugget thing.
Yeah. There you go.
And drink, it's $91 for all of that.
I'm saying that's a really solid deal. And I mean, you have to sit in a restaurant and do
it to your attention.
Well, I'm gonna
always tip your server. You know, I'm kidding.
Absolutely.
Stop it.
Of course.
Degenerate T-Bone is next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 70 downtown between the 71 West Split and Livingston Avenue, and a 5-minute delay on westbound 161 between Johnstown Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, cool off with their new summer blizzard treat menu. Try new picnic peach cobbler or snag a perfect beach treat like their new peanut butter cookie dough party. The new summer blizzard treat menu is one you won't want to miss. Only at participating DQ locations. Happy tastes good. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You know, Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus, specifically their 12,000 square foot sports book. There's so many wonderful things to like about the sports book. Number one, it's a sports book. Mm. That's fun.
That's right.
Right. Number two, they have two huge walls of TV. Number three, they have food and drink, delicious food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, coked out Scotty Vegas is always there yelling at himself or someone. And number five, for some reason, they have AstroTurf down there so you can urinate and whatever you have to do.
Okay.
They just squeegee it right off.
How about that?
They probably don't like us saying that.
But it's amazing technology they have. Yeah, I'm going to guess don't do that.
Don't defecate.
Don't do that.
At the Hollywood Casino Columbus. But do go there for a good time. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Degenerate T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bones.
Degenerate T-Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites. Providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Bone. Well, man, we're going to talk about a couple NBA games tonight and then a little NHL action and then a little wild card for you, even though it's not wild card Wednesday. It's Degenerate T-Bone Thursday. So tonight you've got two NBA games on the docket. The Bucks and the Pacers tip it off at 6:30. That's on TNT, as is the nightcap, the Knicks and the Sixers. Both of these are game sixes. The Pacers are at home, and they host the Bucks, and they lead the series 3-2. Meanwhile, the Knicks and Sixers, Knicks are leading that series. They are on the road against Philly, and the Knicks lead that one 3-2. So Pacers trying to close this out at home, avoid any type of Dame Lillard comeback, any type of Giannis comeback in Game 7 in this series. I think they close it out tonight, but one thing to keep an eye on, Tyrese Haliburton, who's been, you know, one of the best players in the NBA this year at times, their point guard for the Pacers, he has been averaging, when he's on, well over 10 assists a night. In fact, he already has three different games this series where he's gone over 10 assists. Tonight, his line for assists is over under 9.5. In the last two games he's played, he's had a bit of an injury to his back, which has caused him to be a little bit limited. I think he gets the offense going, though. I think the treatment and everything, they know the stakes here. They're at home. If they don't win tonight, it goes to Game 7 in Milwaukee. I think he has a big night, and I think over 10 assists. I think his teammates lift him up by making some of those shots when he gets them in good spots. So I'm going to say take the over on 9.5. on that. Meanwhile, Joel Embiid, who has been fighting through his own injury issues with the Sixers, they are looking at the situation with the Knicks. They should have been closed out a couple of times. Well, in the last game, they should have been done. Yet, they got back into it. Tyrese Maxey hit some big shots down the stretch. Sixers stay alive. This game is in Philly. And, of course, the Sixers need this game to force a Game 7 to get back to New York and see if they can pull off the upset. I do think Joel Embiid has a big game when it comes to boards. He has had an average in this series of 11 rebounds a game, and the line tonight is 10.5 rebounds per game. I think he'll be ready to go. The Sixers faithful are going to be out in full force. The guy who I can't stand who runs Fanatics, he is a Philly fan and maybe even part of their ownership group, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, he's buying up tickets to make sure the fan base is there, loud and proud for this game. So I think Joel Embiid is motivated by that, hears that, and he goes out there and takes over on the glass. So I'm going to say he goes over the 10.5 rebounds tonight. As far as the two games, I am going to pick the Pacers to win, and I'm going to pick the Knicks to close it out. So if you want to parlay those two, Pacers and Knicks would be my two picks for this evening. Meanwhile, a Game 6 to keep an eye on as well in the NHL. The Maple Leafs and Bruins are going head-to-head. Obviously, this one very important. Game 6 there. Toronto trying to stave off elimination once again. Auston Matthews continues to miss time with a mystery injury slash illness slash we're not sure. In either case,
he's not playing tonight. He's out.
No, he's out. Yeah. I know. He's not going to play. So that means they need someone else to step up. If anyone's going to do that, William Nylander's the guy to maybe keep an eye on. You've got an over-under shots total there of 3.5. This is one of the guys who has, when healthy, been one of the top shooters in the NHL as far as shots per game. And I think, obviously, they're going to be doing everything they can to stave off elimination. But the Bruins have given up quite a few shots in this series and have been one of the teams that has given up a decent number of shots in the NHL. So even though it's a closeout game, there's going to need to be opportunities, and Toronto has been taking quite a few of these shots. Since Nylander came back a few games ago, he's not been totally effective. I think this is a game where he breaks out and has over 3.5 shots. I'm not saying he gets a goal, not saying he scores all these points and they win this game. I'm saying he's going to be taking shots because they need to stave off elimination. And finally, if you want to bet on whether or not Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are soon to be engaged, good news, you can.
Mm.
There is a line out there now. The odds, this is from a couple different Vegas casinos, where they are offering odds on whether or not Travis Kelce will propose to Taylor Swift by June 30th of this year. The current betting line, yes, that he will propose, is plus 130. It's not 5,000 to 1. It's almost even money.
Yeah.
No is minus 170. So no is still the favorite. But how about this one? Will Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce be engaged before January 1st of this upcoming year, 2025? Yes is the favorite, that they will be engaged, minus 300. No is plus 200.
The good thing is that I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan in the world, and I don't know too much about her. But from what I gather, she doesn't have a reputation of serious relationships just crapping out and ending quickly.
No, that's not happening.
So I'm sure they're going to stay together forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can pretty much...
Take that to the bank.
Oh, I don't know if you want to take it to the bank, but you can probably just go ahead and anticipate that whatever's going on in their romantic lives will stay that way forever.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bone.
You're welcome, man.
We know who Jake Diebler's squad is playing next season. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 20-minute slowdown due to a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of northbound at 270 before I-70 on the east outer belt. And stop-and-go traffic is causing a 10-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Michael Foods. Michael Foods in West Jefferson, producer of Premier Protein Shakes, is hiring packaging machine operators, maintenance technicians, and quality technicians. Benefits like paid PTO, 401k with 6% match, and more. Apply today at michaelfoods.com/careers. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Name That Hole Thursday. Send us your stories of Holio at Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. One more food thing for you.
Yeah.
First of all, we're very excited about the crew. You know, we talked about that in the 3 o'clock hour. Crew moving on to the final, beating Monterey last night. Oh. They will face, who is it? Pachuca. Yeah. That game is set for June 1st in Mexico at 9:15. I fancy myself a little bit of an investing genius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've been holding out on me. I didn't get any hot tips.
And by investing genius, I watch the CNBC in the morning.
I see.
Sometimes.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't know if he's smart. I don't know if he's dumb. Jim Cramer's on the CNBC.
Yes.
All right. They were talking to yesterday the CEO of Starbucks.
All right.
Who had a bad quarter with sales and their stock fell. And the CEO comes on, I assume, to go on television and alleviate some of the fears and try and keep people to stay with the stock.
Well, yeah, right? I guess that's the reason you go on some of these shows, is definitely not to say, panic, we are awful.
Right. But Jim Cramer's sitting there, and he's interviewing him, and it wasn't like, oh, yes, okay, so you're going to turn things around, oh, very good. It was like a prison movie. Like lights out,
yeah.
And then Jim Cramer said, "Drop trowel.
Oh boy,
you're mine now."
What? Why was? What was he just screaming?
He wanted none of what he was saying.
Oh, so when the guy's trying to spin it positive,
he's just like, "This is
Cramer's
ridiculous.
Like, you're lying, you're stupid." Okay,
I'm shocked by what I'm hearing.
Wow.
I don't know if he's smart. Don't know if he's dumb. I will tell you from a novice television perspective, it was great TV.
Well, you know what I find is kind of where we're at with society nowadays. Whether or not Jim Cramer is right or wrong, I don't know. But apply this to the much larger picture here. Probably the best person to talk about sports, the best person to talk about investments, the best person to talk about healthcare. Name your topic that could be on your television or radio, for that matter. The best person to talk about that is probably the biggest expert, person who knows the most about it. That is very different than the person who is the most entertaining, right?
Or the most dynamic. Yeah.
Jim Cramer can be very dynamic, entertaining, him getting worked up when he's wrong or right or yelling about things. That can all be very entertaining. Whether he actually is more correct than anyone else in the world, that's probably not the case.
But I like watching the show, too, because it's good for me, because it's like, oh, here's another graph. Every 10 seconds, they throw a graph up. Like, oh, lines.
You like,
lines go there.
You find graphs to be comforting?
Well, they just throw so many of them up.
You know what? I think you really, what you're telling me is you'd like to go to the mountains with me. Because mountains are basically like nature's graphs, where there's just, you know, peaks and valleys, ups and downs.
Yeah, I have to then go to the mountains.
You can look at them.
They send me graphs right when I'm scratching my privates in my chair on CNBC.
You just need to get your chair located a different place.
Well, all right, fair enough. So I'm watching the show, and McDonald's had its sales numbers come out this week, and they were flat. They were lower than expected. The growth was lower than expected.
Sure.
And their CEO comes out and says, yeah, you know, we're seeing a little bit of a pushback with people hunting for a value, and research shows that people are cutting back and eating at home.
Yeah.
You know, lower income people, they're having a hard time. So what we plan to do is really step up the deals.
Oh, okay.
Step up the deal. Now, I don't know what that means, because they didn't say we're going to lower prices. That wasn't said. So I don't know if step up the deals means,
interesting.
You know, add a free thing in the app more than we currently do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand to the level that fast foods turn into this now, where it's like, would you like to pay normal prices, reasonable prices for fast food? Good. You're going to have to download our app. you're going to have to constantly be monitoring it. And then when we say like free French fries, you go, oh, and then you hit that. And then you get the free French fries, and then a drink is $4.75. And then a burger is like $19. But hey, you got those free fries. I'm starting to, I think that's where their problem is. People are getting fatigued by the fact that you're told, go on the app, there'll be great deals, and the deals aren't very good sometimes.
Jake Diebler, head coach of the Buckeye basketball team, figured out who the home and away teams are going to be on the schedule. We don't have the full schedule yet. Obviously, we don't have the dates for these, but we know who they're playing. So Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska are the three teams that Ohio State's going to have to face twice in the regular season.
Okay.
Just those three. Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska. They also play home games against Iowa, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, Oregon, Rutgers, and Washington. They will play road matchups with Purdue, Illinois, Minnesota, Penn State, UCLA, USC, and Wisconsin, in addition to Indiana, Maryland, and Nebraska, who they will play twice.
Right, sure.
So there you go. That's what we know.
Okay.
The end.
Yeah.
Now, back to the grass.
It sounds like a Big Ten schedule with more teams because the new Big Ten, I have no way to quantify if that's going to be tough or
that's right.
easy or
who knows.
No idea.
The Rockies have set a Major League Baseball record, Bone.
Okay.
They have trailed in all 30 games to start the season.
That's
never happened before. 30 straight games to start the year.
I was going to say that's impressive. I don't know if impressive is the word. It's stunning.
They are seven. They're 7-23. The White Sox say, "Hold my beer."
So yes, but have they trailed in all 30 games?
No, they haven't.
Okay.
But their record is worse, much
worse. So they've had games where they've not trailed at all.
That's right.
And they still have not won as many games as the team that's trailed in all of their games.
Yes,
that's brutal.
That's right.
Would you, well, go ahead. Do you have more on that?
No, I don't have more on that. I was going to move on to something else.
Well, because I was going to bring up a team in soccer that is actually the anti-Rockies to a degree, and anti-your White Sox, and most teams, in fact. I saw this today because the Europa League is going on.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, if you're a fan of Roma or Bayer Leverkusen, I'm about to give you the result of that game if you've got this DVR.
Oh, my God.
I just thought I would do that to annoy you. I know no one probably does. However, Bayer Leverkusen today defeated Roma 2-0 in the semifinals of this game. So they will be, I think this might be the first leg. I can't remember. Either way, on their way trying to get to the finals of this tournament. They are now in their league games and this Europa competition and all the other competitions they played in. They have played a total of 47 soccer games going back to August of last year through now. How many of those 47 soccer games has Bayer Leverkusen lost this season?
Well, I mean, they're very good.
They won the German league.
So I'm going to say not many. Season. Let's say 5.
Wrong. Rhymes with hero.
Oh, wow. They haven't lost a game.
They are unbeaten in 47 games this season. Now, they've tied a few, certainly, but
losers.
They are 47. Out of 47 games, they've not lost one all year long. That is unbelievable to me. They had one a few weeks ago, or I think it was just last weekend, where they were down a goal in like the 97th minute, and then they tied it up like with the last kick of the game to keep their streak alive. So it's not like it's been easy. They've definitely had their moments, but 47 games, no losses. That's also known as the anti-Blue Jackets, for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guess what I just saw?
What's that?
Our old buddy, Dave Holmes, has announced that he's joining 6-28.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
That's good.
Look at that.
Congratulations.
Congrats, Dave.
Yes, that's a good get for them. Clay Hall retired.
Yeah.
And so now Dave is going to be new Clay.
The only thing I ask is if Dave could amp up the amount of pro wrestling coverage.
I hope so.
I think he should really lead with that more often.
Well, they're a little loosey-goosey over there.
Yeah,
Don't let him go.
They just had a thing today I saw Fox 28 did, where, and kudos to them for having fun with it. They were talking about the crew, and they had a little segment where they said, all right, we know about Anthony Precourt. He left town, tried to steal the team. It didn't work. He went down to Austin where he has his new team. Here's a live look at his trophy case. And they just had a picture, the video of an empty shelf. And I said, you know what? Well, nice little clap there for you on that.
I don't know why. Look,
that's fun.
We work here in the 10 TV building. Full disclosure.
A lot of good people work at 10 TV.
There are very good people, but I don't know why we can't have more fun with the news. I'm not saying you have to wear a clown nose when you're talking about murders, but you get the murdering out of the way, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe it's more of a lighthearted newscast after you're finished with all the wars and the murders, which I know you have to talk about. I get it.
Well, you know what you do? You have a segment in between two commercial breaks where you're like, hey, goofball time. And then it's like, we'll have more after this.
Maybe
and
they should have me come in just to make the... I could make that face and noise.
Is that what we want?
Like, yeah.
I mean, I don't mind the voice. Do people want to see the face of you doing that?
Let me tell you something. The face is a scene.
The face, you know what?
Just think about me.
That's a good band name.
Climbing
the face
on
is a
top
scene.
Of you. Just go...
No one wants to think about that.
I know, not even my wife.
The facho is a scene.
Oh, it's a scene, man.
Yeah. I don't think that's what people are paying for TV. So
I wasn't asked to do TV. You were asked to do TV this weekend.
I'm going to be doing some wall to wall.
I know. Adam King comes over. Mm-hmm. Says, hey, you wall to wall.
That's right.
Crew.
Yeah.
And I'm standing right there. He says nothing to me. Just walks right past me.
We had been texting about it. About coming on, talking about this Champions League stuff.
It's nice to be asked. Well, I get off on turning you down. So just ask.
You know what, though? People have trust issues with you.
And then
they don't
maybe
know.
One day I'll say yes. Like,
well, that's just the problem.
Maybe one day.
He doesn't want you to actually come on there because he knows you're going to come on there. And
why wouldn't you want me to come on there?
Like, that's what he doesn't want.
What happens if they get ratings? They break out into hives? I'm trying to help them.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want anything popular. Well, oh, no.
Teddy,
we can't have that.
Teddy, did you hear that? I'm not popular. I'm going to go on there. I'm just loose meat, just walking out there.
We got to get Ann on the show.
Company? Is that a company thing?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Not the company? All right.
No, company's dead.
Okay, good.
Gone.
Good.
Company.
All right.
Pretty soon, they'll ask Teddy to come on. And I'll just be sitting back there.
Yeah, why would they want...
All by myself.
Yeah, Ted. Just ask. Ted, why would you... Why are you trying to ruin the ratings by going on?
We need someone to loofah Dale Jr.'s back. Here's Ted.
I could tell you about proper, you know, serving sizes for different chips.
That's right.
You know,
they would bring out a bag of chips and say, how many chips do we get in a serving size? Ted would know. Like, he could tell you right away.
They have 50. Like that verify segment. You know?
They do.
Yeah.
Or maybe an anchor's like, oh, this chip bag must serve one. And then Teddy comes in, verify!
It's six servings.
Yeah.
Don't eat it all at once.
You should be eating it for Thanksgiving. Feed the whole family.
That's right.
Badass. I'm Ted Holbrook, shaming you to eat better.
That's right.
Justin Fields is essentially ruined. I'll tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound at 270 on the north outer belt after 23 causing some holdup. And watch for a 15-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by Custom Air, your independent American Standard custom care dealer. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. You need cooling built and tested to keep going. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit Custom Air. airco.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic Show.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan, it's the Care creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Fox has the Super Bowl this season. Variety is reporting that they're asking more than $7 million for 30-second spots. I think last year it was, what, 6.5 or 7 or 6 something. This is more.
Yeah.
They'll get more.
Yeah, they will. They could probably ramp that up to 8 or 9 and still probably get it. from enough companies. This is, I mean, it's something that is unique to probably anywhere else in the world on television. I mean, even the World Cup, while there are lots of people watching any one game, the amount of people watching all for this one event is very different. So if you get one ad for 30 seconds on the Super Bowl, you have a potential of 100 million people seeing it. That's just something you don't get anywhere else.
Former roided out NFL linebacker Bill Romanowski has filed for bankruptcy, owes the government $15.5 million in back taxes. So
that's
not good for
that's
him.
A lot of money. What has he been doing?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not
popping pills.
I don't know what he's been collecting checks on. I mean,
I have some clips here.
Is he still, is he like on TV or something?
I don't think so.
So what does he get? I mean,
here's some clips from Bill Romanowski.
He's got a bunch of guys that like bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get some bacon and eat it.
He's nuts.
Come on.
That's, look at how crazy he is.
Cut off my arm right now. I'm in.
All right. That is a crazy quote.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
This is all from a rant where he's talking about how players are too soft for, like, not wanting to play with injuries. And he talked about, cutting off his own limbs to play and playing for free.
I'm in. Count me in. I'm going.
Maybe because...
Oh, that's Tony Romo.
That's Tony Romo. That's not the OG Romo. Bill Romanowski was the OG Romo.
Right.
Also, I don't remember what I was going to say.
I don't either.
Great. Does AI T-Bone have anything to say?
Oh, I do have AI T-Bone.
I thought we were talking about doing that earlier, and then I never heard if AI T-Bone got around to being available.
Oh, you know what? I lost it, though. What's the number for AI T-Bone? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What is it, Teddy?
Let me bring up that email that I sent to you.
I deleted it.
And,
I accidentally deleted it.
Man, Ted just did a per my previous email on the air. That's really good, Ted. I'm glad you did that.
Here's AI T-Bone.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Ted. It's a IT Bone. Can I have a mint julep? And don't tell real T-Bone that I'm taking his job. Hey, Mike, it's Rubber Band. Go to hell.
See? AI T-Bone knows.
He doesn't know his own name, though. He says, I'm a T-Bone.
I'm a IT Bone.
Hi, Ted. It's a IT Bone. Can I have a mint julep? And don't tell real T-Bone that I'm taking his job. Hey, Mike, it's Rubber Band. Go to hell.
At least he didn't use the N-word like they will at the Kentucky Derby this weekend.
Why is that presumed that that's going to happen?
Come on, man.
All right. You're probably
everybody
right.
Looking like Jack. Rubber band. Everybody looking like Jack's from Vanderpump Rules with the white pants on in the infield.
I don't know who that is.
You know who it is.
I don't know who Vanderpump. I don't know
Melissa watched all these shows.
I don't think she watches Vanderpump. I don't think that's one that she's in on.
Type in Jax.
J-A-X. Okay.
Vanderpump Rules. Right. And tell me that guy is not going to be douched out in the infield at the Kentucky Derby.
Sure. Okay, that does look like a guy who's, very...
Absolutely.
Very douched out. I agree.
And I'm not saying he specifically will be using the N-word, but guys who look like him will be using it. I
hope not. He is married to Brittany Cartwright, it says here.
Okay, whatever.
Hi, Ted, it's a IT Bone. Can I have a mint julep? And don't tell real T-Bone that I'm taking his job. Hey, Mike, it's Rubber Band. Go to hell.
Justin Fields is essentially dead.
Oh, we're talking Justin Fields now.
Yeah,
I was lost on Jax Taylor.
That's all right, I just moved on.
I found out Jax Taylor's real name is not Jax Taylor. That's shocking.
What's his real name?
Jason Couchy.
Couchy.
Jason Michael Couchy. Why wouldn't you go by Jason Michaels or something like that? Like,
I don't know what to tell you, buddy.
Yeah, that's a great name. Jax Taylor? Loser.
All right.
Sorry.
Justin Fields traded to the Steelers for essentially nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Russell Wilson is there. He's got the inside leg on the job. That's what Mike Tomlin says. And now the reports coming out of Pittsburgh is that they are considering using Justin Fields as a kickoff returner.
What?
What the hell are we doing?
What is
what are we doing here?
Okay.
Look.
Oh, man.
Justin Fields was the quarterback of both my teams, the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Chicago Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the consistent quarterback that I wished he would have been at the professional level? No. You know, he still lacked poise as a pocket passer. He would rely too much on his legs. He would take unnecessary hits, and he would get injured all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
He'd get injured running for his life all the time. So now what we've decided to do with Justin Fields is say, go back there and return kicks. He'll be dead in 2 seconds.
Well, the other thing I don't understand is when you are a quarterback and the threat of running the ball does cause defenders to go, uh-oh, he could run the ball. It also is because the flip side of that is you have the threat that you could also throw it. Right. So then they might say, I'm going to tee off on this guy, and then he throws one over your head and it goes for 20 yards and you get a first down. That would not be an option for him on
He's
a
also
going
to just fake throw it. He's going to take the kick and then drop back.
Okay. Right. Because forward passes are legal on kickoffs. Is that right?
I don't know. You can confuse somebody who's stupid.
No. Yeah. But I'm just saying, one, I don't think he should be reduced to guy who can just run quick and make some moves. I do think he has some value as an NFL quarterback still. When did this happen? Like last year, we were in Justin Fields could still be the guy for the Bears. Remember that? That was a debate. It was an actual discussion point for a little bit of time in this offseason.
Could still be the guy. You had a point last season, early in the season. People talking about Justin Fields winning the MVP.
No. I know that. I'm saying this offseason, it was a debate of, are they going to draft a quarterback or keep him? Remember? That was a actual debate being had among people in the NFL, the Bears, etc. Now we're at a point, nothing has changed. The season is still the same season that we just had. This didn't happen 3 years ago. This happened less than 5 months ago.
Maybe he's a kick returner.
Now we're at, he can't even play quarterback in this league, and we probably ought to use him as a kick returner. What?
Maybe he's a practice squad guy.
What is happening? I'm not saying he's your starter, but have you seen all the scrubs who are backups in this league? How in the world is someone not, again, perhaps the Steelers are just doing this as a smokescreen, and he will be their stud backup who comes in and, as I've predicted, wrecks the Browns twice this year, because I still think that's probably likely to happen. I'm just saying, the narrative around him now is he's not even, maybe we can let him do kickoffs, I guess, or maybe he can be a practice squad guy. I don't get it. I do not understand.
Name That Hole is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt before I-70, causing a 10-minute delay and some stop-and-go traffic from 33. We also have slow traffic on eastbound 670 between 3rd Street and 71. And there's another disabled vehicle on southbound 315's off-ramp to Lane Avenue, causing holdup. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Name That Hole.
I actually want to start today with a possible hole for myself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so the kid comes to me this morning, and she's very excited because tomorrow is her first ever field trip.
Oh, very nice.
First grade field trip, and she said, you know, Daddy, make sure you pack me a lunch in a paper bag.
Paper bag.
Because it has to be disposable and all that. Okay, no problem. Sure. I said, where are you going? She said, High Bank. I said, oh, cool. Watch them make whiskey.
Oh, no.
And Kristen is yelling at me and laughing at me, saying it's High Banks Metro Park that they're going to.
You're not taking them to a distillery.
But I said, no, first of all, look, let me tell you something. That would be a great field trip. You go there, you show them how this is science. This is how we make this. We turn this into things that mommy and daddy like to drink. Right?
Sure.
You take them through. It's like, oh, look at this vat, and it goes in this barrel, and all this. These are the fine people who make this product. And then, after you're done there, for a little juxtaposition, you take them to see some patients who have cirrhosis of the liver. Right? Who have just drunk themselves into a stupor.
I see. That's, you know what? When I think first grader, I think, let's expose them to all of life's ups and downs.
Look, if you introduce this stuff at a young age, like we talk like, hey, smoking's bad. We do that now.
Yes.
Right? Smoking's bad. And then we can say, and if you drink too much of what they make over at High Bank, this is what you look like.
Can I also just say, though, that I'm guessing they probably aren't now. If you lived near a place that does this, they wouldn't say, let's go look at the cigar factory, kids. They would, even though there's science, there's an art form to that.
I think that's very interesting.
I do, too.
I mean, we take tours of, like, ice cream factories and stuff like that. Oh, look, yes. Ice cream. But you know what? If you eat too much ice cream, you wind up on a TLC reality show. If you drink too much whiskey, this is what happens to you.
Ted, how many DUIs do you have now for going to get ice cream and then, like, wrecking into cars?
Let me tell you something.
Isn't that something that happens all the time?
The worst I've ever felt in my life is when I've OD'd on ice cream.
All right. I'm just saying, I don't think you can market that to kids.
So she called me an a-hole. I think it would be an educational opportunity. So what do you say?
I don't think you're an a-hole. I think you're stupid.
That's not part of the game. The game's not called stupid,
all right,
not
fine.
Stupid.
Then you're an a-hole.
Teddy?
That's it.
I remember when I was a kid, I took a tour of the Philip Morris factory, you know, where they make cigarettes, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I got like a cool pen and it had the Marlboro.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And it was cool just to see all that. So I think it's pretty cool.
You get a nicotine patch as well. They just give you that.
So they didn't have it back then.
Oh, did they have the gum?
Yeah.
Nicorette?
Hey, you know what?
That was a long time
ago. Teddy doesn't smoke.
That's right.
Teddy didn't see. He was able to go there and he recognized, oh, this is very interesting. I don't want it, but it's very interesting.
Ted, was that when you went to Panama?
That was before that.
Oh, before Panama. Yeah. Okay, so this is before he was Panama Ted.
A-hole.
Yeah, okay.
Clearly. Sorry.
Clearly.
Interesting, taking an interest in what people do for a living. I apologize that.
That's fine. I take an interest in it, too. I don't think they're taking kids to... Maybe I'm wrong. You know what? If you work at the Budweiser factory, let me know. Do they bring school groups in there all the time?
Why not? It's interesting.
Yeah.
This is from Max. He says, I'd like to nominate my mother. My wife and I visited my parents for the weekend, and upon our arrival, my mom tells us that my cousin's girlfriend's dad has this awful brain cancer that basically gives him less than a year to live.
Oh, boy.
He found this out because his eye doctor noticed something was wrong during a routine exam. My wife and I are just staring at each other in horror, but without skipping a beat, my mom just moves on to the next person who's recovering from a stroke.
Oh.
Now, let me tell you something. First of all, I don't think mom's a hole here. Mom is just being a mom. There gets to a stage in life where I talk to my parents all the time. All it is just a list of ailments of theirs or other people's. And I guess he's upset that his mom wasn't broken up enough. But, I mean, let's look at the separation here. Cousin's girlfriend's dad?
Yeah.
What is she supposed to do? Just break down and blubber in tears?
Right, yeah. And maybe by that point, if you're the cousin, the girlfriend's cousin? Is that what that
would be? Cousin's girlfriend's dad.
Right, so if you're the girlfriend's cousin that you're whoever this person is that's being talked to, maybe that's like the ninth time she's told this story and she's kind of like worked through the emotions in the last eight tellings of this. So by the time she got to you, she was like, yeah, anyway, like I said, he's got brain cancer, a year to live. Anyway, also here's this. Yeah, I don't think she's being a hole.
I actually had this situation just the other day. My parents like to go to Beer Barrel.
Okay.
Have you been to
Beer
Barrel?
I'm aware of it. I've not been, but
anyway,
it looks nice.
They have specials on burgers, and they like split one, and I'm sure leave 5 cents on the tip, because that's where they are right now. That's the stage of life.
I see.
Gotcha. And so I said, Mom, how was your day? She goes, it was good. We went to Beer Barrel. Oh, Louie had a stroke. Louie's my friend I grew up with. He's 45 years old.
Oh, no.
He had a stroke. And I said, oh, Mike, well, tell me about it. Wow, it was good. We split it and had guacamole. No, tell me about the stroke.
My friend with the stroke. Yeah, mom's at least an
a-hole.
I'm
just saying, this is the stage of life that people go through.
No, but I would say your mom, because it's your dear friend that she's telling you about. That's more of an a-hole than this person
a-hole.
Who texted in. Now, about this one? Am I any type of hole? Because my in-laws visited recently. They brought their two fat cats with them.
fat cats.
Yeah. Fat cats. I secretly took a picture of myself with the fatter of the cats, and then I uploaded it to Facebook with the comment, "This cat is fat due to genetics." I'm not Facebook friends with the parents, the in-laws who own the cat, but I am with my mother-in-law, who apparently these people were visiting, and they demanded I take the picture down. I refused. Am I a hole?
I mean, I think they're holes for asking you to take the picture down.
Yeah. If you took a picture of, like, a person and were like, look at this fatty.
It's not a person.
It's a cat. It's a cat. The cat doesn't have...
You can't fat shame a cat. It doesn't understand anything.
No.
I mean, maybe you should still take it down and then be like, well, they're weird.
Yeah, I guess
so.
I
wouldn't fight about it, I guess, but I wouldn't ask to have the picture taken down.
I'm with you. And then I have this story.
Hold on, we all declare?
Oh, yeah, I guess
no hole here?
No, the guy's not a hole. That took the picture.
No, I mean, if he doesn't take it down, then he becomes a hole.
I mean,
but he refused to take it down.
Isn't that a ridiculous?
Then he's a hole.
It's a ridiculous request.
But if somebody asks you to do it, then just do it. I mean, come on.
But Ted, if like, I don't know, if I was wearing shoes and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, shoes terrify me. I once got trapped in a shoe factory. I'd be like, well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but I have to wear shoes. Like, at some point, there's ridiculous requests. That's a ridiculous request to me.
I'm with Ted. I think he's a low-level a-hole.
Yeah.
And they're a-holes for even asking the question.
Fine. A-hole. I've been overruled. All right. I want to know if you guys think there is a hole here. This is a news story. Holiday, Utah.
Holiday.
Authorities were summoned to the home a couple weeks ago, where a homeowner said, I've got a lot of explosives and I need your help disposing of them. One of the things they said they had was ancient dynamite that had been in the family for generations.
Ancient dynamite?
Yeah, I don't know. This is all weird, but just...
From the Ming Dynasty.
Just wait. Captain Tony Barker of the Unified Fire Authority said the collectors did not appear to have malicious intent. Multiple agencies descended on the home where it was determined they would have to conduct a controlled explosion. They said the house will be uninhabitable at the end of this event, and the homeowner was allowed to remove some possessions and get some stuff out of the house before they detonated these things. But they said the situation was so volatile, they were afraid if they moved any of this stuff, it could cause an unintended explosion and do way more damage. So they wanted to detonate it in the house, and this would, of course, cause the house to be
blown up,
and there would be some damage to neighboring properties. The entire neighborhood had to be evacuated. They detonated this stuff midnight of April 24th. And apparently some neighboring properties suffered blown out windows and minor fire damage. Former homeowner told police that her husband, who had recently died, had inherited the explosives from his father more than 40 years ago. The dynamite was estimated to be 60 to 80 years old. Okay. I know this guy's dead, but that's... Why are you hanging on to dynamite? I don't care if your parent gave it to you. I don't care if you have a sentimental attachment. It's dynamite. Why are you carrying around dynamite in your house? He had to have the entire neighborhood evacuated. This guy's dead. But then their house gone, just obliterated.
But couldn't they just saturate it with water? Or
I don't know.
Render it useless that way?
I'm not a ballistics or ordnance expert.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying. Maybe,
Teddy, are you a ballistics expert?
Yes. No, I'm not.
Oh, Ted is.
No.
I'm saying if you're carrying this, you're right. Is this fire chief? Do we believe this guy?
I don't know. It seems excessive to me.
Get a second opinion, maybe?
Right. Maybe this fire chief's an idiot.
Yeah, maybe he's just like, I don't know. I guess you're blowing up in your house. And the lady's like, all right.
Well, can we just flood it?
I mean, I get a couple photo albums out? He's like, no.
Flood damage has to be better than blow up house, right?
No kidding.
Because at least then the neighboring houses don't get blown up.
Okay. Can you imagine living in this neighborhood? Someone knocks on your door and is like, hi, I'm Captain Barker with the Unified Fire Authority.
Hi, Captain Barker.
Yeah,
I just made a little pot of sweet tea. Would you like some?
Have you noticed your neighbors here who always talk about the good old days and are covered in soot?
They've been here for so long.
They
landscape the property very well.
You know the ones that always have the big fireworks every year?
Oh, yes. It's fun for the whole family.
Bad news. They've been storing illegal fireworks that are explosives all over their house.
You don't say.
Ancient explosives, as a matter of fact. Over 100 or over 80 years old.
I don't know if that's ancient.
Well, we're going to have to blow up their house. And you're going to have to leave while we do it because it could blow up your house too. Anyway, have a nice day.
Have you heard the new ska song from Common Man and T-Bone?
Bye. I got to tell someone else I'm blowing up their house. Bye.
I'm a professional. They use horns and everything.
All right, I think the fire chief is actually an a-hole. Figure out a way to do this without blowing people's houses.
I agree, he's an a-hole.
What a loser.
A-hole. Get a better fire chief.
Yeah, there you
loser.
Go. Yeah.
Stupid idiot. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And we've got slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between Weber Road and Morse Road. This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Timmy is out. The host of the Buckeye Show tonight, the always fresh Ryan Baker.
You're all stuck with me.
And we're happy to be stuck with you, in the words of Huey Lewis.
You always talk about how I smell, and I feel like the listeners don't get that smell, so they don't know.
One day, we're going to have smell-o-vision.
Okay.
Or smell a
like a scratch-and-sniff TV.
Smell-o-listen?
Scent-to-listen. Well, I mean, you got speaker holes, right?
Well,
who's to say that some aerosol can't just right out of there?
I wonder if that could go the other way, too. You know, if the listeners are eating something, maybe it comes back through the speaker hole. Stick that in your speaker hole, you know?
Have you been to Epcot Center before?
When I was like 4.
All right, well, they have a ride there called Soarin'.
Okay.
It wasn't there when you were 4. But you're going on like a flight across the world, right? In reality, you're just lifted up and you got a big screen in front of you, like an IMAX screen.
Sure.
But it feels like you're flying. And they, if you're flying over an orange grove... Well, all of a sudden, orange. If you're flying over a golf course with freshly cut grass, you can smell that grass. I mean, the Disney people have figured this out.
That's pretty incredible.
Why can't we figure this out?
You mean for people's car radios?
Yes.
I mean, we'd have to take over every radio and listening device in our area and potential listening device in our area and then put some kind of scented thing in there.
What I'm saying is cars come off the line now. With certain built-in features, technology features, right? Why can't we have, like, GM put in some scent cartridges?
That's fair.
Into the cars. Yeah. Like, the octopus can change color instantly.
Well, I feel like that would really bother some people, though.
They can
these different smells.
They can turn the scents off if they choose.
Like, when DeVere's on the radio, there's no getting around that.
You're right.
It chokes you.
You can't turn that down.
Yeah. Well, see, I think the listener should get to experience that. Or when we get food in here sometimes where someone will bring us a pizza, we should be able to share that with our audience so they know, hey, these guys, I'm not eating it, but I can smell
it. Tomorrow's Key Lime Pine Day.
Yeah, we're going to have Key Lime Pine.
So if you're listening, you know, you'd have that little scent of citrus wafting through.
Are you a fan of Key Lime Pie, Bake?
It's all right.
Yeah? Okay. What's your favorite type of pie?
I'm probably a pumpkin pie guy. I know we don't have that all year round, but enjoy.
It surprises me. A man who enjoys a delicate custard like a pumpkin pie is lukewarm on the key lime.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's just a limey custard.
I have weird taste buds.
Yeah? Give us another example. I'm curious to see what else makes you like a weird eater.
I don't know. Like, I'm not a big vegetable person. Like, I don't like...
That just makes you a fat ass.
Yeah. I hate lettuce because I don't like the way it feels in my mouth.
Oh, it's texture.
I like the texture thing.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, especially if you get like a soggy piece of lettuce. Ugh.
Just like chewing on paper to me.
Yeah, get rid of it.
All right.
Is that what Al Michaels is doing?
chewing on paper?
Well, no. He doesn't like vegetables.
Oh, he doesn't like vegetables. That's
maybe
right.
Maybe it's a texture thing with him too. Maybe could he be. Just yeah.
And like we talked about, like a hamburger, like I can do it with ketchup and mustard and onions and stuff, but I just prefer it plain.
I'm with you.
I enjoy that way. Yeah, cheese. You got to have cheese.
See, I'm a plain cheeseburger guy all the way. I will occasionally get like the mayo, lettuce, tomato, or a little bacon. Not a big ketchup and mustard and pickles and onions. That's never been my thing. Mm. So I'm actually with you on that. So see?
Well, that's good.
Not as weird as you thought.
Okay.
You know, I had a situation not too long ago at the Wendy's drive-thru where I got myself a Dave's Double, and then they said to me, what do you want on it?
Oh.
Which I never really get that question because I'm just ordering it and usually it just comes as is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And so then I said, fully dressed. And they said, what is that?
Fully dressed.
I don't know why I said it. I should have just said everything on it, but I got the response, what is that? Isn't that a pretty standard term? Even if it was weird to use in that setting?
I feel like that's something you would hear in a movie from the 40s.
Hey, it's
like,
fully dressed.
Get that newsreel ready and then get my sandwich fully dressed.
These poor young kids today, they don't understand.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Well, it's Thursday, so that means we'll do a little Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy. Yes, they're all 2 hours now, pretty much. Fully dressed. Ohio State, the offensive line, that's one of the big questions. So we're going to have former Buckeye TJ Downing on to discuss that as well.
There we go. And Tyvus is with you tonight. I see him over there. I've seen Tyvus every day this week. That is a treat.
Hardworking man.
That is a treat.
He's wearing shorts today,
too. He's running around all day, dropping off bags of cash, and then he comes in here to dazzle us with his radio skills. Look at him. Love it. My guy. Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I just want to clarify something. When I say he's dropping off bags of cash, he is clearly helping one of his former teammates rob banks.
Oh, is that right? That's okay.
That is what he's
not
doing.
Not part of the NIL thing? Okay, I'm confused. Mike, not confusing at all is this thing that sounds awesome. You can now stay in Prince's house from Purple Rain on Airbnb. This is part of a 40th anniversary celebration of the film Purple Rain and part of an Airbnb experience called Icons. They have a press release that says Icons is a category of extraordinary experiences hosted by the greatest names in music, film, and television, as well as arts, sports, and more. This vacation rental site now has 11 different experiences that you can go check out with different iconic places, one of them being Prince's Purple Rain home. So apparently this is located in Minneapolis. It'll be open to the public for the first time only with Airbnb. It will, I'm sure, not be cheap. I'm trying to find out the price on it, but it doesn't look like it has it. I'm guessing if you have to ask, it's probably not for you. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be $30.
Actually, I stand corrected. Should have read the whole article.
What?
Airbnb icons are featured in their own category right on the homepage. Most icons are free and all are priced under $100 per guest.
Oh, well, just have to be chosen then.
A countdown displays the time until each icon goes live. Guests can request a book through the app. There are only 4,000 of these tickets for all these different things, so it's very limited.
Okay.
But it's cheap if you can get it, so there you go.
All right, Buckeye Show is next. We have more original music tomorrow, and it is the Key Lime and Charcuterie edition of the show tomorrow. Join us. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on the right shoulder of northbound at 270 on the west outer belt at Cemetery Road to watch out for. And we've got a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray-on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball, the Reds enjoyed an off day today as they return home from the 6-game road trip. They'll be back on the diamond tomorrow night. That's when they host the Orioles for the first of a 3-game set this weekend. As for the Guardians, they wrap up their 6-game road trip tonight as they play the last of the 3-game set against the Astros in Houston. First pitch of the rubber matches at 8:10 tonight. Logan Allen gets the start for Cleveland. NBA playoffs tonight, it's the Bucks at the Pacers at 6:30. Indiana leads the series 3-2. For Milwaukee, Damian Lillard is questionable with an Achilles injury, and Giannis is doubtful with the calf injury. Then at 9, the Knicks are at the 76ers. New York leads that series 3-2. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, just one game. Boston is at Toronto at 8. The Bruins are ahead in that series 3-2. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Earn a $200 cash bonus at BMI Federal Credit Union when you open a new free checking account. Visit BMI.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Of yours?
Yes.
What?
I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back. And then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leap.
Muggsy's Leap. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog and she would play with its
Leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm. He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth. Mm-hmm. And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I get the my guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.